Blog Talk Radio.
From a brother. Today's episode, we're gonna take it a little casual. We're gonna do a. Good afternoon. Coming to you again. Thoughts from a brother. This afternoon, we're gonna do it a little more casual. You know, we're gonna just talk about Super Bowl today. Being that that's the topic of the hour. You know, everybody wanna talk about who gonna take this Super Bowl. But we wanna go back into some of the memories we have from the past. Great Super Bowl parties, great Super Bowl teams, great Super Bowl period, moments, incidents, player performance, halftime show, whatever you want to talk about, we open to talking about today. But it's all Super Bowl, baby, all Super Bowl. And you know it's that orange crush today, so it's going in. So while I'm on it, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I am a true-blooded Bronco fan, baby. John Elway, back to them four Super Bowls we lost. Then he won them last two on his way out. Peyton Manning has got us back there as my guest co-host, Ace, Willie Brooks Jr. like to call him, Bobblehead has us in the big show, baby. So we there today, we're going to take it, we're going to try to give us a win for Peyton and for the Bronco Nation. All Broncos standing up. T, you got anything to put in on that for us today?
San Francisco, man. San Francisco. I know we, you know, we ain't in it, but I'm a representative still. You know, I'm gonna run with you today. I'm gonna run with you. We'll root for the Buccaneers. I'm for the Buccaneers. We'll root for the Broncos. I hope they manage.
Ace, you got any input?
Yes, I'm a bubblehead man to dip. I love Peyton Manning. He's the best in the business. And he's gonna win the Super Bowl today. I love Peyton Manning. He's gonna get this one. They win by 17.
17? That's my kind of talk there, baby. That's my kind of talk there.
Come back and join with a football.
Hey, I'm totally in agreement with Ace on that one. T.R., speaking of San Francisco, what is one of your greatest San Francisco moments? Because they got, I think, 5 Super Bowls? Super Bowl rings?
All of them, man. All of them. Anytime we win, it's a good day for me. Hey, Super Bowl, regular season, preseason, I don't care. But this ain't about San Francisco. We ain't gonna talk about San Francisco today.
Cause hey, we won a Super Bowl.
I think we won more than y'all, but you know.
That's how we do.
I would take over. I'm thinking about also talking about San Francisco. We ain't gonna do that. We're gonna keep it about the two teams that's relevant today. That's Seattle and Denver. We also got a guest host calling in remotely, Mr. Mark Freeman. You online today? Hello, okay, we can't hear you.
Guess we lost, man.
Okay, we might have lost him. But I guess what's your final score? What you looking at today? What you think final score?
I think it's gonna be 35-20 Broncos. I think it's gonna be a good game. I think Seattle defense gonna come out and try to make a point, but at the end of the day, Peyton Manning is the truth. He is the truth, and we got a machine out there in Denver. Once them horses get the moving, baby, you better get out of the way. It's on and popping. As you can see, I'm going to say again, I am a true-blooded Bronco fan, baby. Yes, sir.
Okay, so now let's talk realistically.
That was
realistic. Yeah, I understand that. But that's from a fan standpoint. Let's talk realistic from football world standpoint. Do you think your offensive line can hold up against the pressure that Seattle is bringing today?
You know, I was questioning the offensive line until the AFC Championship against New England. That offensive line was pushing them jokers. Them was some grown men in that AFC Championship. So they showed me some of the AFC Championship. If I can get that today, 35-20. And I'm being generous because it could be a blowout. Because we already know Seattle really don't have an offense.
Well, I'm not going to agree with you that they don't have an offense. Now, their offense might not be the caliber of Denver's offense, but they are in the Super Bowl, and they're in the Super Bowl for a reason. They have an offense. They have a nice defense as well. So what I'm saying is we'll see the best out of the AFC versus the best out of the NFC, the best on offense versus the best on defense. We got number one versus number one. This is the way we're supposed to see it. I don't want to underestimate Seattle for the simple fact. I know we're talking Super Bowl, but I just sat and watched Florida State and Auburn go head-to-head a couple weeks ago. And everybody went into that game expecting Florida State to do what they had done the whole season. But we saw something totally different. So that being said, I kind of compare this to that. Because I see Denver, I would compare Denver to Florida State, and I would compare Seattle to Auburn. Mr. Sherman, we're not
yeah,
going in on
yeah,
Mr. Sherman.
Yeah.
We realize we know that Peyton Manning is prone to throw the game away at times. At the wrong time. Do you think Mr. Sherman will show up today?
Definitely. Listen, Sherman is a prime time player. If he didn't prove anything else in the NFC Championship game, he proved that. When it's time to play, he shows up and he plays. We've seen that when he knocked down the ball in the last few minutes of the game to seal the victory for his team. Now, with that being said, we also know Peyton Manning is a prime time player, but he does have some X's on his credibility as far as throwing interceptions when we need him to throw a touchdown. So, can I count that out? No, but that's what makes this Super Bowl great. Because at the end of the day, like you said, it's one versus one. Hey, you got the best defensive player, you got arguably the same in the league, or in Seattle. The best offensive player in the league, arguably the same in the league. Let's play ball. Hey, what's your input on that?
I think it's really short.
Yo, fellas, what's good? Hey, man, it's 2 up, 2 down. VA's fine and standing up for Seattle today. Want to let y'all know that, man, while y'all sitting there talking about Peyton Manning's offense and what he's going to do and what he's not going to do, remember now, Peyton Manning don't play defense. So when Seattle offense step on the field, you know what I'm saying, that Denver defense got to be ready. We talking about Champ Bailey, one of the greatest in the game. He ain't going to get it done today. See, what everybody is overlooking Seattle's wide receivers, while everybody's overlooking them, you're just not realizing that Seattle wide receivers move the chains. They ain't got to be the most dynamic. They ain't got to be the speediest. They ain't got to be the fastest. They are reliable, and they move the chains. And then they got that animal in the backfield, Mr. Marshawn Brooks, Marshawn Lynch. What are they going to do with that? Them boys ain't ready for that. Other than Pop Belly that they got in the front of the line, them boys ain't ready for that. VA gonna represent today. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson from VA. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna show and prove. We're gonna put VA on the mat today. We're gonna shut Peyton down today.
Wait. Okay, are we making this a Virginia thing or are we talking football?
We talking football, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, that Seattle defense is the truth, man. That corners, Peyton ain't faced no defense like this all year long. And even when he did in the preseason, y'all forgetting, they shut them boys down in the preseason. Now, granted, it was just preseason, but at the same time, them boys came to play. And them boys did their thing in that game. That Seattle defense is legit.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry for my tardiness. This is Billy Boston on the radio. So I'm going to come right in. I'm going to jump right in. All right. Preseason Super Bowl, that's two totally different things, man. And Peyton Manning on point, I don't care how good your defense is. Peyton Manning on point can beat any team. It don't matter who you are. So, obviously, I'm rooting for Peyton Manning. But Seattle on point also and give Peyton Manning off his rocker, they can't beat that. So, I want Peyton Manning to win, but Seattle on point, they're going to beat them all day long.
I'm going to tell you that.
We can't sit here and compare the preseason to the Super Bowl.
Wait, I'm a little bit. So, you're saying Seattle on point would beat Denver or Denver's mm-hmm. on? Okay, so I'm sorry, Mr. Freeman. Don't go nowhere. We want you to stay. But who is your final pick? Who are you picking?
Picking Denver.
You're going with Denver. What's your final score? 21-17
gonna be a tie.
21-17. Mark, give me your prediction, man. We heard you going with Seattle. What's your final score?
Seattle all day. It's gonna be Seattle all day, and I'm gonna run with Seattle. I'm not saying it's gonna be a blowout, but I'm gonna give it a close game. I'm gonna go with Seattle over Denver, 35-28. You know what I'm saying? I think it's gonna be. You're not gonna shut Peyton down, but at the same time, that defense is gonna have his way with Peyton. That defense is gonna make sure Peyton know who they are.
Okay.
This will be that game that you know when y'all play ball, y'all lined up and y'all just knew square up and square down. You know what I'm saying? You talk about my mama. I'm about to let you know what time it is. You remember the program? What you say about my mama? Oh, you want to do this? And some of my sister and left her. You know what I'm saying? It's game time, man. These boys is coming to play. These boys gonna let Peyton know what time it is for real. These boys are coming to play.
You are so amped up on Seattle's defense. This kind of goes into our next topic. Do you consider them ranked amongst the best defenses we've seen going into a Super Bowl?
Of all time, yes, sir. They have a pass rush.
They are the number one defense of all time?
I wouldn't say number one defense of all time. The number one defense of all time is going to be Ray Lewis when they win the Super Bowl. That will be my number one defense of all time. Because that defense, when Ray Lewis and them won that Super Bowl, that defense took them there and got them there. That offense was just enough, efficient enough to get them to score points. Remember that year, the kicker had more points than anybody on the team. That defense was good enough to get them there, but Ray Lewis and them was number one of all time, in my opinion.
Okay. So we're going with the Baltimore team. What year was that?
Was it 2000? If I'm mistaken?
2000. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else want to weigh in? Best defense, best Super Bowl defense of all time.
I'm going to agree with Carlos on that one. That was, even though Tampa Bay was off. That's New York, and that's who I'm sticking with Baltimore.
Do we forget about the 85 Bears? Do they get any type of consideration?
Hey, listen, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but the 85 Bears might have the greatest Super Bowl team ever.
I would agree.
Yeah, we said team, though. He said defense.
Yeah.
Okay, but on the defense, I'm still
saying. If we say team, that's defense, offense, special team, that's coach, that's everything. When you say team, that's everything. But now we can break it down into categories. And if we want to go into categories, then I'm still going with the Chicago Bears 85.
85 Bears is the best defensive team I've ever seen. Period. Tampa Bay was on point. Baltimore was on point. Seattle is on point. But I don't think none of them are the caliber that we saw in 85 of Chicago. I just don't.
I just don't think the offense has evolved to the point of they where they are today in 85. You know what I'm saying? 85. I think like all the teams in the past, not to take nothing from them, but they were dominant for that era. Like in the 2000s.
Yeah, it's an era, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different ball game. Back then you ran the ball. You had Twisties back then, but now you got Peyton Manning.
So are you saying, Cole, that the 85 Bears could be in the NFL right now and beat any team in the NFL right now?
Yeah.
No, sir.
I believe that, too.
You line up that team, that same team. I don't see a team in the league right now today or since that I would pick above that team as best in the NFL. Not one.
Not even the undefeated Miami Dolphins of 72. That team had one of the weakest records ever if you go back and check the history.
Weakest records, what do you mean? You lost me on that one.
As far as schedule, like teams
they
that played
the
during the
schedule.
Season. Yeah, I said it incorrectly. The weakest schedule, if you look back, they had one of the weakest schedules ever in NFL history. Granted, it's still hard to go undefeated in the NFL. But
we haven't seen it since.
Right, exactly. But I think if you line them up against the 85 Bears, 85 Bears will win. I think if you line up any Super Bowl team, what are we on, 48? Super Bowl 48?
Yeah, I don't know. Something, I don't know the
I
can't
read it.
I think so.
I know it. It's a bunch of letters. I know that much. And I think it's 48 because I think I heard him say it on SportsCenter. But I believe, with that being said, the 85 Bears can stand their own against any 47 previous Super Bowl champions and pretty much win. Now, that's my belief.
They want to keep up with the great show on Turkey. They want to keep up.
And defense, man.
The 85 Bears?
They would not have been able to keep up.
I see that. Because football had evolved by that time.
Dang.
Yeah.
And the boys, they get out there on that field.
Yeah.
Different level. You know what I mean? The speed and the strength that's on a NFL football field now compared to the speed and strength that was on the NFL field at 85 is completely different. I'm not saying they won't be competitive. They're going to hit because they're going to hit. But they won't be able to keep up.
Go ahead, Mr. Freeman. You got the mic.
All right. So with that being said, how many boys is in the hall on that 85 defense? Because I don't see the corners from that 85 defense being able to stick with the receivers in today's game. I just don't see that. I mean, I understand you got the fringe on that squad that, you know what I'm saying, that they kept the middle down, but I don't see the ends. I give you the linebackers. The linebackers are still linebackers are linebackers, but I still don't see that. I still don't see the 85 defense being able to shut down. Like, even if you don't even pick a Super Bowl team, you put that 85 defense up against, let's say, AP. You think with AP playing in a year that he almost broke Eric Dickerson's rushing records, you put that 85 defense against him, you think they would have stopped him? You think they would have, in the two games that Minnesota played Chicago, let's substitute the 85 defense, the 85 Chicago team with that year's team, you mean to tell me that they would have shut him down? I don't see that happening. You put him against some of Tom Brady's best team.
Adrian Peterson is a man amongst boys. We talk about Michael Jordan almost in the NBA.
So you're
in
saying
the
85 defense can stop anybody?
Say that again. AP is what?
It's part of that anybody. You said that 85 team can stop anybody. You putting that team up against anybody, you know what I'm saying? AP is part of that anybody. You have to include that team part of against, you know what I'm saying, that against any one of those squads. Them boys are still
okay,
there.
Okay, what I will say and what I have said and what I'm going to say again, AP may get his.
He going to get his. You can't.
Minnesota Vikings, not one year that AP or any other running back or receiver or quarterback that they have had will defeat that 85 Bears team. Is my point. AP can rush for 300 yards if you want to, but if you lose, what does it mean?
Is that air out here?
I don't hear you, man. Where you at? All right, so
we lost that caller. We lost that caller. That's what happened.
On that note, we kind of segued into that anyway. We wanted to go with the greatest Super Bowl team of all time. I'm still gonna stick with the 85 Bears, simply because that defense and now
I'm on. Mic check. Mic check. Okay, we back. Sorry about that. We had a technical difficulty, and we kind of lost our airways for a minute, but we back, and we'll go right back into the conversation we were having. We were talking about the greatest individual player performance we've seen in an NFL Super Bowl. My input was, I seen Joe Montana, John Elway, even Desmond Howard. You know what I mean? That goes down. Lynn Swann, I didn't see that game personally, the Lynn Swann game. But I seen replays of it. Beautiful game, great game. Terry Bradshaw. We even seen Eli Manning. If one thing you can say about Eli Manning, when it's time to win the big game, he come to play. Which is all what sometimes we done had this debate before amongst us too about him and Peyton. Who would you take in the big game?
All day, every day, twice on Sunday, Peyton Manning.
No question, Peyton Manning on that.
I can't put my trust in Eli. Now it's crazy to say, being that we said what we just said, we've seen Eli deliver. We've seen Peyton on numerous occasions. And I say this all the time. The only man that I think really that can beat Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning.
That's the only man we've seen beat Peyton Manning.
But he does it repetitively.
That's the problem.
And he does it at the most inopportune times, the biggest games of the season.
You know what? That gives me a good point to open up. If this Super Bowl, great as Peyton Manning is, mm-hmm. and great as he's played this year, if this Super Bowl was played on the stage, right, where, say, John Elway was the quarterback for the Denver Broncos this year, would we have any doubts that Denver will win? Or are the doubts coming back to the fact that we know Peyton choked or have choked in big game situations?
Just history alone, I would have to probably... It's like you're saying, if John Elway was in the game, I'm going to go with John Elway. But this, like, Peyton Manning is going to have the greatest game that he has ever played. And the fact that we sitting here discussing the fact that it's a possibility that he may not play that game. And if he does not play that game, you cannot blame anybody.
But Peyton Manning. Exactly. And that's that has been Peyton's downfall or Achilles' crutch. The Achilles' heels. Crutch, I guess I did say it right. If I didn't, excuse me. You know where I'm going with it. That has been his kryptonite, I should say. Because when he's on, he's on. But when he's off, he's off. And the thing about it, if the game comes down to, and I'm saying this as a Bronco fan, I'm just going to be real. And I'm a diehard Bronco fan. I've been telling you that the whole show. But if it comes down to the last 2 minutes, and Peyton is driving for the win, in the back of my mind, I'm going to say, please don't throw an interception, Peyton. Please don't throw an interception.
Now, you being a diehard Bronco fan.
Yes.
If you have that mentality about your quarterback, can you honestly consider, because the greats, we go back to the Michael Jordans and the whoever else you want to put on the great list, Jerry Rice and the this and the that, the Joe Montana. In those 2 minutes, I don't want nobody with the ball but them. So if I got Peyton Manning with the ball and I'm thinking, oh my God, I really hope he don't do what I think he's gonna do.
So you feel like almost like a Green Bay fan almost. I mean,
yeah.
They have to take Brett Favre years. I mean, the same thing that made Brett Favre great was the same thing that made Brett Favre questionable at the same time, because he's gonna try. He's gonna force the issue, he's gonna throw a ball in a tight spot, he's gonna put it in a tight window. And you know, he's gonna put it in a position where it's a possibility. He might force an interception. So do we can we say Brett Favre is not great because of that?
Well, I guess at the end of the day we check. I mean, maybe their greatness is to a fault.
Yeah, but we would rather that, and I think that's the thing. When it all comes down to it, you would rather have a clutch Michael Jordan with the ball with the last shot, or a clutch John Elway to say the drive, i.e. against Cleveland to get him in the championship all the years. He did it twice to him, I think, if I'm not mistaken, with 99 yards. So you can see I'm a Bronco fan, baby. You can see I'm a Bronco man.
I'm a Bronco man. We know that.
You would rather have them kind of players, you know what I'm saying, with the ball. So that's Peyton's fault. I mean, that's his downfall. So it's hard to say he's not great because of what he does in the regular season. But at the same time, when you got that doubt in the back of your mind, I mean, if I really had a choice, would I take Tom Brady instead of Peyton Manning?
Absolutely. I'll say it for you. Absolutely. For the winning drive?
You want to take Mark, you say you wouldn't take him over?
No, sir. Give me Peyton every day and twice on Sunday and three times when he's playing Tom Brady. I think Peyton is more efficient with the rock than I think Tom Brady is. And so I think Brady, you look at Peyton. Peyton reproduced himself when he fell down and came back in with Denver after he left the Colts. That Denver team is looking mighty smooth. That's why they're standing where they're standing today. That's why we're about to go watch them in a few hours because of him. When Tom Brady fell down, you saw him this year. When the receiver fell down, he ain't turned them average Joes into somebody. How many of y'all could sit here and tell me that y'all knew who Julius Thomas was, the tight end for the Denver Broncos, before this year?
Did you know who any of those tight ends were drafted?
So, you know what I'm saying? Them boys came in and put on, you know what I'm saying, put on because they had the talent to do so.
You know what we're both saying, I guess, at the end of the day is that both quarterbacks have the ability to make their receivers better.
Before the technical difficulties came through, you know what I'm saying, the conversation was up, y'all talking about who was the best quarterback. And if it came down between Eli and Peyton, I'm taking Peyton every day. There's no quarterback in the NFL history of the game to me that is a better quarterback than Peyton Manning on any team.
That's right. Well, I agree with you, and I agree with you for this reason: the dynamic that Peyton Manning brings to the football field that no other quarterback that I have seen bring to the field. Is that coach that
yes,
I'm
sir.
Able to?
Yeah.
I'm able
you don't need
to. As I'm saying, Peyton Manning. I'm able to not only direct my offense, but I direct your defense.
Great point.
That
is what Ray Lewis when he played that man. Really, you know, saying Peyton start barking up commands. You don't know what this thing stands for. And, you know, so all of a sudden you see Peyton, I mean, you see Ray Lewis doing the same exact thing, just barking out commands and people be moving. Then people ain't moving just because they, you know what I'm saying, Ray done seen something in Peyton's offense that he want to change to. Keep moving because they moving. Keep doing something because they doing something. You want to scream, I'm screaming too. That's all he was doing. Peyton is the best that ever done did it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't take nobody over Peyton, but except for today.
Except for today.
That defense is the day when so Peyton was top of this. at the end of the day, they can walk up the field and say, you know what I'm saying, just like Beyonce said, say my name, they're going to make Peyton say his name. He's going to be tapping out today.
Man,
that,
you
that,
are. You,
that
you
offensive, that offensive line from Peyton is not going to get it done.
You're
not going to get it done.
Well, you don't punish me until the next show, man. How can you tell me that say myself for the day? I mean, you let me go. I was following you. You said myself for the day. But to credit to what you were saying, though, what Peyton has done and his body of work, you can, it's hard to go against Peyton. I mean, you're not losing if you got Peyton upright. It's just that thing in the back of my mind. I can still see him throwing that interception against New Orleans in that Super Bowl in 2009. And then I kind of knew he was going to throw an interception. That's what bothered me more, because I kind of had a feeling he's going to throw an interception. You hate to have that kind of, like,
stigma
on a great player. And that's been his downfall. And don't get me wrong. Hey, if I'm starting a team right now, I'm taking Peyton Manning. Because he can win in the season. Okay, let me pose this question to you, Mark. How many Super Bowls do you feel Peyton Manning should have at this point?
I say at least two. I mean, I think he's behind. You know what I'm saying? I think he let his brother steal one from him. You know what I'm saying? Get ahead of him. I think he should have at least two.
Are we going to go with the should have? Because how
that
many should
have? That was the question. The question was, how many should he have? That was the question. I answered the question.
No, he was directing it towards me. He was directing that question, the reply back towards me. But I guess I was just saying that to establish my point that as good as Peyton is, his body of work is great, but you're really looking at regular season. We're not looking at playoffs. His playoff record, I think it's a losing record, ain't it? Or is it over 500?
I don't know. I can't answer that one. Not factually.
And then, to that point, if we want to go on his individual records against players, I think he 15 and 11 against Brady. So
he got a losing record against Brady.
I take Peyton over Brady. It's kind of crazy because
you mean 11 and 15.
Yeah, 11 and 15. I'm sorry, 11 and 15.
I said it, and I said it again. I still would take Peyton over Brady. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a Brady fan. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I think Brady is a product of his system. I mean, granted, he fell into the
Brady out of New England. He won't be as good.
I don't think so.
That's a good question to ponder, though. Because we know that Peyton can play in
anywhere.
I would say the same thing about
Peyton. Just got two. What, he got his last offensive coach job. He got both. He got Jim Caldwell a job. Two jobs, head coaching job. He got the coach out in San Diego a job. Because the offensive coordinators are not, all they doing is calling plays in. Peyton, 99% of the time, don't run the play they call in. Yeah, he don't call the play they run in. So them offensive coordinators getting head coaching job need to thank Peyton Manning.
Need to send him a piece of that check. They so do.
That's what I was saying about the advantage of Peyton Manning. Like, he has the ability to I direct the game from, and I mean, most quarterbacks should. They call them game managers, whatever the case may be. But the level that he does it on, he doesn't need an offensive coordinator.
He doesn't.
Yeah, because he's taking his offense
with him.
Exactly. He's a walking offense. And know the game inside and out. And I guess, I mean, when we compare him to Eli, we don't see that in Eli.
No.
There's a lot of luck in Eli. I'm just going to be honest. For me, it's a lot of luck. Even in the Super Bowl wins he got. How a man catch a football on his helmet?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it don't matter.
Well, I take him to Hard Rock. I definitely take Eli to the Hard Rock. I know that much. I might not take Peyton, but I'll take Eli to the Hard Rock. We talking about gambling, I'm taking Eli. But if we talking about just winning off statistics, and downright true players, I'm taking Peyton Manning. And I'm with you with Mark. I take him over Tom Brady just because I know his heart.
Yes.
Now, I'm not questioning Brady's heart because Brady got a heart of a winner, too. But
he got a heart of a winner, but he's benefited from being on a winning team. It's,
so
it's,
then
you know what I'm saying?
You get more credit to Belichick then.
Yeah, I get more credit to Belichick. Of course, Tom still got to make the throw. But at the same time, I mean, I'm going with Belichick as being the mastermind behind that.
Okay, Mark. Let me ask you this question, Mark. Since you so listen, would you take Belichick without Brady or Brady without Belichick?
Belichick without Brady.
You lost your mind.
You're going to have a good defense.
That man's going to put it together. He's going to get you. Belichick put that defense together, and that defense still been decent. Belichick put, you know what I'm saying, get the players that he needs to force his system, and that team still be cranking. Even when you look at this. I'm going to give you my point example. That year that Tom Brady broke his leg, why do you think Kansas City gave up that number one pick to go get Matt Castle? Because he turned that team, Matt Castle turned that team into a still winning team. They said, okay, we can build something with that. Well, Matt Castle got to Seattle. Where Matt Castle at right now? Sitting on the sofa right beside us.
So I guess you guys had a point.
Who is Matt Castle?
but we didn't know him when he was at New England. So it could be the system. But with that being said, the only reason I question that, because Belichick was coaching in Cleveland before he went to New England. A lot of people don't know that.
Cleveland? The leadership behind that team is not going to get it done. They don't go draft the players the right way. They don't go, you know what I'm saying? Look at, okay, case in point. When St. Louis had the number two pick the year that RG3 and Luck came out, they said, you know what I'm saying, this is what we want, this type of money we're looking for in order to come up to number two to get RG3. It was us and Cleveland was the last two teams. When they said they wanted that second round pick, that second first round pick, Cleveland said, no, thank you. What did they want to go do? Who did they draft that year? They're the running back that they ended up trading to the Colts, and now they still ain't got no quarterback, and now they still ain't got no running game. Come on, now the leadership is the problem.
What do you have with RG3? What do you have other than RG3? What has RG3 benefited you?
I got a quarterback. I ain't saying I got the greatest quarterback. I just said I got a quarterback.
That's all I can say is I got a quarterback right now.
We ain't seen nothing from him. He was a one-year wonder right now. The first year he did all right. The second year after he broke his leg, he came back. He ain't proved himself yet. But that's still my boy. If he on the Redskins, I rock with my squad, ride or die. I got a quarterback.
Yeah,
I'm a man that plays the position.
I think he got some growing pains to go through. I think he's going to be good. I'm still the boat and everything is still a little rocky on great, but I think you're going to be good. I think you need that time. I think they rushed him back. I think it's impossible for anybody to go to the NFL or National Football League, sit out the whole preseason, not play a game and just put him in the first game and think he's going to be back where he was a year ago. That's crazy.
Let me ask you a question, Mark.
Yo.
Who came out the year RG3 came out? Quarterback.
Oh, all the quarterbacks. One of the quarterbacks that's playing today. I'm going to tell you. It was Luck, Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, and I'm leaving out one more. I can't think of the sixth one, but I can give you those five for sure. I can't. It's one more in there that came up there.
Okay. Who got picked last out of that group?
The one I'm leaving out? Luck went first. RG3 went second. No. Matter of fact, Kirk Cousins went. The one I'm leaving out. Yeah, the one I'm leaving out went last because it was Luck went first. RG3 went second. Tannehill went third. Russell Wilson went fourth. Kirk Cousins went fifth. And then whoever the one I'm leaving out is the one that didn't go. That went
okay,
after Kirk
I
Cousins.
Asked my
Kirk.
Question the wrong way. Out of relevant quarterbacks today, which one was picked last? The ones that are relevant because the other three ain't really relevant. There's only
so
three in that
it's
group.
Between Luck, RG3, and Russell Wilson. Which one is irrelevant?
Exactly.
That would be my quarterback. If you gave me the choice today in that same order, I still, you know what I'm saying, I ain't mad that they went ahead and took RG3, but at the same time, I still wanted Luck from day one. I wanted Luck day one. So I can't even, you know what I'm saying, Luck was my still number one choice. granted, Russell Wilson is on the biggest stage, you know what I'm saying, before anybody else on that list, but at the same time, I still would have took Luck first. If I had the number one pick, I would have went Luck too.
Yeah, you may have, but at the end of the day, it's only one that's relevant. Right now, today, one of those quarterbacks is relevant. We'll see him in a couple hours.
And we'll see him in a couple hours.
Hey, you going with him?
Yeah, you going with him. You're riding with him.
I'm riding with him.
With Peyton Manning versus the number one defense in Seattle. Now, you flip that side around, you have a decent offense in Seattle and a decent defense in Denver.
You say you have a decent what in Seattle?
You have a decent,
offense
versus
and a
decent
defense.
Oh,
so you're saying then, so if you put one against one, offense against defense, it evens it out, right?
It evens out.
Then you put two decent defense against a decent offense, it evens it out. But you're taking Seattle.
But I'm taking Seattle. Because I don't know.
But you believe in Peyton Manning, though.
I do, but I don't believe in him overcoming this defense.
That's
what
you do.
Okay, if we got all these
offense win games, but defense win championships.
Equal out. What is Seattle's X factor? Who is Seattle's
X factor? The wide receiver core. Percy Harvin. If Percy Harvin show up, what they gonna do with that? The wide receiver core. Yes,
no,
sir, all day.
Man. Marshawn Lynch is the X factor, man.
Marshawn Lynch is the X factor, and he's untalked about. And I don't know. I hope Denver is talking about it. I really do.
Nah,
I really do hope Denver. I'm not studying Percy Harvin. Percy Harvin ain't played all year.
No, all you got to do is hit him. He dumb. You hit him one time.
He
didn't
have a concussion. I'm not trying to throw no bad sign out to him, but that's been his track record, and that's what happened. So, yeah, put Percy Harvin out there. If y'all make it on Percy Harvin, I will be calling you at 10 o'clock for show.
Seattle win is going to be because of Marshawn Lynch. Simple as that. If Seattle win, Marshawn Lynch is going to have skittles, as they call
The reason why I say that is because Marshawn Lynch is not the back that's going to bounce to the outside. His runs come up to the middle. Now, Denver got that boy they call Pot Roast, and I was joking around, you know what I'm saying, when I called his nickname out the wrong, you know what I'm saying, the first time. But Denver got that boy Pot Roast that's in the middle that's going to give that offensive line problems and headaches. Marshawn Lynch is not the back that's going to bounce to the outside and be gone to the house. Marshawn Lynch is one that's going to run off these tackles, run off these guards on pulls and traps. That boy, Pot Roast, is going to get him, boys, a big problem today. That's why I said I'm not looking at Marshawn Lynch being the X Factor.
Man, you keep talking like you're going for Denver, but you're saying you're going for Seattle.
No, sir. I'm not rocking with Denver. I just can't do it, man. I got too much confidence in that Seattle defense. I don't think Peyton is going to have his way with that defense today. I do not.
Well, you know, hey, you're entitled to your opinion.
That's what we want.
That's what we all about.
That's what we want.
Now,
that's
right or wrong, we'll be able to tell you in a couple hours, but you're entitled to that. When I think X factor for Seattle, I say it would be their linebacking core. We know the secondary. We know the names. We know that their defensive front, they get out to the quarterback. Those linebackers are a totally different job today.
I'm confident.
And I don't know if they're up for the task. Now, on the other side of the ball, I would say it's Denver's backfield. Your running backs, they're going to have to and the thing about it is Seattle don't blitz a lot. As much pressure as they get on the quarterback, it's not from blitzes. So the linebackers, it gives them the ability to drop back in coverage and maybe take a Julius Thomas out of the game or Wes Welker when he comes across the middle.
I don't think they're going to be able to do that.
You don't think they're going to do what?
They're going to be able to stop the tight ends of Denver. I think they're going to get exploited.
Hold on. No, you need to tell me Bobby Wagner. You don't have no confidence in Mr. Wagner.
He's too smart. He's too smart. He gonna take his punches. He gonna take his shot at Sherman. He gonna take his shot. But he knows that the key to keeping his game close, because that's how Denver gonna win this game. They gotta keep it close. It's gonna be by attacking that middle.
That's why I say the linebackers on that defense are the X factor. The linebackers show up and do their job. Denver might have some trouble. If the linebackers play like
that, Bobby Wagner, Bruce Irvin, and KJ Wright, I got confidence in that three piece right there.
Marlon Mullen holding up the payment.
Well, we got a man over here that's saying Monte Ball and No'Shawn Moreno are gonna take care of the linebacker core. So
yeah.
Oh no, sir.
I don't know. It's gonna be a good game. I hope.
Denver always had a good running game.
Yeah, they always had a good running game when they won them Super Bowls with John Elway.
No, what Denver has always had is a good offensive line.
Watch what
Denver has always had an excellent offensive line.
They got this year too.
And if they can keep Peyton Manning clean today,
And to that point, you said that Seattle
man,
don't
that
blitz
defense,
a lot.
That defense is front for Seattle.
You get paid
too much
time.
You got to sleep on them boys, man. Michael Bennett is showing out why he left Tampa Bay. He been showing and proving that was a mistake. You got Bruce Irvin, the linebacker, the blitzing linebacker from the outside that's going to give pressure too. You got the Red Bryant on the other side. You got them defensive tight men. Them boys is going to be red tick.
Man, with all the pressure and all the sacks that Seattle has throughout the playoffs, do you know how many times they've blitzed in the playoffs? They've called a blitz?
Not
three.
Once. When them
three.
Boys don't blitz, them boys said, we'll come get you on our own. We don't need no blitz.
Yeah, well,
we put hands on people on our own.
Man, you're talking about a quarterback who gets the ball out in less than 2 seconds.
And he's gonna read blitz.
2 seconds off the snap, I'm getting rid of the ball.
That
means if your secondary is not on point every snap, I'm gonna beat you. Period. I'm gonna beat you. You give me a window, and I will find my receiver. This is Peyton Manning we're talking about.
And
we're not talking about Kaepernick.
We're talking about Richard Sherman. Don't touch me.
Hey, Richard Sherman, listen. Richard Sherman is good. Richard Sherman is going to be a real good. He might be great one day. But Richard Sherman can't play all day with Peyton Manning throwing that rock like that if you ain't putting no pressure on him. I don't care who it is. You go get Richard.
He said don't test
you
me. He said don't test me. That's what he told me.
Woodson in his prime. You can go get Ed Reed. You can get anybody you want to in their prime. And they will tell you this. At the end of the day, if Peyton Manning is on, I done heard Ray Lewis say it since he's been on SportsCenter. When he's on, he confuses you. If you don't get no pressure on him, it's over. And you saying y'all don't need to blitz? Well, let's make a bet, Mark.
It is. I was waiting on it. Here we go.
Let's make a nice little wager here.
They got real.
Let's make a nice little wager. Because I think I really want to call you at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh. I'm going to
be sitting by the phone. I'm going to be sitting there at 9:45 looking at the phone. Be like, I know I'm not going to get no phone call. I know he ain't even going to pick up the phone to call.
9:45.
9:45, I'm sitting there waiting.
Damn it, man. 9:45,
I'm sitting there waiting.
Peyton on a mission. You can almost compare his season this year to the destiny we seen in Baltimore last year. It's destined for him to win the Super Bowl and finish this year like
all
that.
All that he went through?
Yeah.
He's trying to get him one.
Yeah.
This assigns everything, all that what we talking about him throwing picks, by questioning his winning the big game. If he win this, we forget about all that.
Peyton wins this game today, and it solidifies his spot as the best quarterback
ever
in history.
Ever. Ever.
Even
period.
Though it might be there if
you
don't win.
Period.
Yeah, you still put him in the question if he don't win, but this will sure be real good for him if he do.
Yeah, I mean, because there is nothing you can take away from him with his victory.
He
beat the best defense in the league.
He beat the best defense because the stage is set for Peyton to go out as the greatest. He played against the number one team in the NFC. He got the number one team in the AFC. He done had the greatest NFL season ever of a quarterback. All he need to do is win. If he win by 1 point, it don't even matter. At the end of the day, if he win, this season will never be forgotten, and it'll be Peyton Hill.
It's his choice to retire and let it on.
He ain't going to retire.
I think he has to. I think
he
has to.
He's going to like Mike.
Like
on top.
You have to go out on top, right?
He ain't.
I think he should.
He don't been in the league long enough.
I was listening to this morning on SportsCenter. I think his parents trying to lead him towards it. But they was reading.
Peyton said after that physical, whether they want to lose it, he got 2 more years in him. If his physical come back clean and he can play again, he said he got 2 to 3 more years in him.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting at. Because John Elway said when he brought him there, he wanted to make him the greatest quarterback ever. A lot of people don't believe winning the Super Bowl going to make him the greatest quarterback ever. They think he has to get multiple rings to show that he can be the greatest quarterback ever. Now, in my opinion, I don't believe it. If Peyton win today, it's a wrap. It's a wrap for me. If you ever ask me about a quarterback, and I'm John Elway to the heart. If Peyton win today, John Elway moves to number 2.
So you and Corey playing Madden today, and you playing with the Broncos or something? You said when Peyton win. I said must be y'all must be playing Madden or something because he said when Peyton win. I was just curious, you know what I'm saying?
No, what y'all doing? He's not winning in real life today.
So it must be on the video game. It must be on Madden. It must be on you know what I'm saying on the P3 or P4 or the Xbox One because it ain't on the page today.
We see both of you young men are strong in your opinion. So my next question, the next question we have on the roster is this, and this we're gonna go a little lighthearted. What's the greatest Super Bowl halftime performance that you've seen?
Hey,
halftime show. Who?
That's the only one I remember. That Prince joint was all right, too.
How can we forget about Mike, man?
I can't forget about Mike. I need to go to the bathroom. I need to handle business right quick.
Man, come on, man. Let's be honest, man. Mike is the greatest performer we've ever seen. Probably ever will see. Period. Point blank.
I would agree with that. Greatest performer ever, all time, Michael Jackson. He wears that hands down, but because of what happened with Janet, that's the most talked about and the most remembered.
That's the most
Super Bowl
talked about
and
most
remembered. Beyonce that's showed one bad.
My head first.
Say that again, Mark.
I said that's why that joint popped in my head first because I remember that slippage. Ever since then, it's a 5-minute delay of what you actually see.
That's the other side of you talking, man. We get it.
I don't really watch the halftime. I really couldn't tell you, but you know what I'm saying? From what I've seen, that's what I remember.
Okay, well, we'll take that. That's your opinion, Janet Jackson. I'm going to go with brother, and I'm going to stick with brother.
Mike?
Yeah, all day. All day.
That's
your sister. Yeah, well, you can call it what you want.
The only reason I'm going to say Janet is simply because that's... I don't remember Beyonce last year. Was Beyonce even the halftime show last year?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, she was the big hype.
Yeah. But we was more concerned about why the lights went out than we were about Beyonce's show.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, actually,
exactly.
They put it on her. That's
show.
Why I
yeah.
know it was her, because
too much going on. She drained out.
Yeah, no, we know. We know what it was about. We know what it was about.
You think it was a conspiracy, huh?
You know, hey, my team benefited from it. We could have took, you know, but we ain't going to talk about us. Like I said, I'm going to leave that out.
Can't leave San Francisco out of a Super Bowl conversation.
You just can't. We've been there 2 years.
You just can't. You forget about Green Bay. And Green Bay kind of really started the whole Super Bowl thing. But San Francisco dominated. San Francisco and Dallas for about 10 years dominated the Super Bowl. Just dominate.
We did.
They're talking about the greatest defenses, the greatest teams. We never even mentioned that. Yeah, we did. Yeah, Dallas and them too. We never. But y'all, the same thing. Them boys was fools out there, man. So everybody knows exactly who you're talking about. You say you. Yo, please, yo, you went to Miami. Please don't. You're all Florida State, man. I'm Florida State, man, but I'm gonna give respect where respect due.
Jimmy
Johnson was one of the greatest coaches I ever seen because he did it on both levels. And he did it at the highest you can see it being done. He got his players to play. That's what I say a coach has. When I want to play for you so bad that I'm going to win at any cost, That's the coach.
He allows that.
Allows
you to go out
be yourself.
Be yourself.
I'll take that for you.
Because all I'm concerned with, at the end of the day, is winning. I'm not concerned with the rest of that.
And that's what it's all about anyway.
Yeah.
It's all about winning.
He couldn't be a head coach today. I don't believe Jim Johnson could be a head coach today.
No.
He could.
Too many.
We got a call. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just seen it. It kind of surprised me.
All right, caller, you on the line. Go ahead. Say your name. Hello? Yes, sir.
Go ahead, caller. Say your name. We're having a little trouble getting a call.
Is the caller me?
No, we got another caller, man. It's just you called us.
We know you, man.
We're trying to do it like that. This is what we're doing on Almont. No, I'm messing with you, man. We're going to have to come back to our caller. The line is open. Come on in. We appreciate your call. We want to hear you. What you got to say? Because, hey, this Super Bowl Sunday, man. We want to talk about football. This is what we do. We're sitting here getting ready for the Super Bowl. Have a nice little party. Orange Crush. But going back to what you said.
I'm mad I didn't even get an invite to the webcam, you know what I'm saying? Orange Crush Party. I couldn't even get a webcam invite or nothing. You see how fellas do?
Man, you got all too much blue, man.
I feel Orange Crush. The Orange Crush, man. But I honestly believe, Mark, if you came and when you get on your way here, because you can make it by 6:30. Go on, book your flight. You can make it by 6:30. Come on in, because by the time, halftime, you'll have one orange yourself.
No, sir. That'll never happen.
Hey, but you know that, man, that bring up a good point. I remember when that 35. Oh, we got a caller back. Let's go ahead.
Hold on one second. Let's caller, go ahead. State your name and your comment, question, opinion. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
We're here.
Go ahead.
West Virginia.
No, go ahead, caller. Not West Virginia.
You know who this is?
Yeah, we know who it is. It sounds like somebody I know.
What's the point spread today?
I'm Orange Crush. You can take how many points you want to. I'm bobblehead all the way. A pay man, Denver Broncos. You remember? I go way back. I call you and state your name so everybody know who I'm talking to.
This is Rod Brooks. Calling from Tampa.
Shit. My boy, Jitty.
Jitty.
Rod Brooks.
Jitty Jones. Oh, boy. Man.
Jitty, go ahead and tell us what you got, man. You know it's Super Bowl Sunday. Tell us something, man.
I'm rooting for the home team. I want Dominique to get him one.
That's what I'm saying. Represent. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah. But
yeah,
here we go, Jit.
Dominique went there. This is the second time going. He got to get one.
That's right. He did go to Philadelphia, didn't he?
He went with Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
But I heard third time is the charm, though. It won't be the second.
Third time
is a chance. I don't know if he can hear. Can you hear me, Jit?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you how you did me last year. I ain't forgot this. You know, you was riding with me, man. We were all on San Francisco, man. And then 3 minutes into the game, you switched and you was with the Ravens, man. So are you going to stay with Broncos this year?
I ain't got no choice. I got to stay with
Okay.
All right. But you know, in your defense. He's a diehard Buccaneer fan.
I got to go down with Derek, and I got to go down with Joe Martin.
So anybody he takes is just optional anyway.
I'm wearing Derek Brooks jersey today anyway.
I already knew it.
Well, we're going to make Derek Brooks Willis. What's your button on Pitta 3? For the Broncos.
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on Derrick Brooks making the Hall of Fame. I think it was a slight mishap that
he missed it
last year. And also, I still think Tony Dungy should have got in, but I don't have a vote, but I can express my opinion. And I think Dungy, well, he will get in sooner or later, but I think he should have got in this year.
I think he did. I think that they had Ray Guy hanging for so long that they had to put him in. He's the first punter to ever go into the Hall of Fame. He was actually a Hall of Fame punter. So I think that was one of the reasons why Dungy was left out. But I think it'd be more gratifying that he goes in alone. I think it takes a lot away from him and Derrick going at the same time. I don't know. I think it'd be nice, but I think it's just a better story if Dungy goes in by himself without having all his Buccaneers go back-to-back, go together at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a real good point. I ain't looking at it that way. I think I was just looking at the oversight of him not going, but that does make a lot of sense.
Dungy goes next, and then Lynch will go behind him, and then you're going to have Rondé. I mean, everybody's going to go. I think it's going to be a line. You know, I don't know if Mike Allscott is going to get in. He was popular in Tampa and around the league, but I don't think his numbers are going to get him in. But all those other two guys that I mentioned will probably get in with easily.
What do you think about Dunn?
Warwick Dunn, man. That's between the two. the Hall of Fame is a prestigious place, and it's kind of difficult to I know he's so popular with the media and with helping people getting single mothers getting homes and stuff like that, but it's a hard thing to make.
So since you brought up Dunn, let me ask this.
He's a good person. You know, he's a good spokesman. You know, he does a lot in the community, but does that warrant you to get in the Hall of Fame?
The Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
we ain't talking about the Nobel Peace.
If it was a nice guy Hall of Fame, he'd be one of my first choice.
Yeah.
But the Football Hall of Fame, I don't quite think he quite is. Same thing with All-Star. I don't think, number-wise, I don't think they did quite enough to reach the Hall of Fame. Great guy.
Yeah, great
athlete, but I don't think quite enough to do, you know, to make it into the Hall of Fame, my opinion.
Yeah, also, That was a great assessment.
I just don't think.
You know, also on that point, on that defense, Simeon Rice often gets overlooked. Do you think Simeon Rice was good as we've seen him in his heyday, or was he kind of like the way he's seen now, really just a role player?
Simeon Rice to me is not even close. You know, I don't because of the things that Warren Sapp and Culpepper did made him look good, and plus he had somebody behind him that could make tackles also, so it made him look even better. Because all he did was rush the corner. He never guarded anybody out of the backfield. Never really stopped any, you know, tackles for loss. I mean, he was just basically running after the quarterback. To me, I think Charles Haley definitely gets in before he does. And I think Charles Haley be in the next year, too. I just think that his body of work, he should have been in already. But, you know, it's like the guy said before, you know, you could be great in the community, you could be great around town, but the Hall of Fame is something that's a different animal. Different animal.
Yeah.
So let me ask y'all.
I want to talk a little futuristic with you, Jitty, about the Bucs. I'm going to say Lovie Smith. How many years before the Buccaneers are back in the prime, in the talk of the NFC South and the NFL in general?
I love the hire. I think we're going to have to hold on to Glennon. A lot of people think that we should go out and get a quarterback. I don't think so. We got a good nucleus of running backs. We actually found a tight end by mistake. we got some good wide receivers.
Mr. Wright.
We got some good wide receivers. We just need to find one more wide receiver. I think if they go out and get Sammy Watkins from Clemson, or one of those, maybe the guy, you know, what's his name? I can't think offhand from Florida State. They need somebody that can stretch the field that can go down. I think Jackson is a good possession receiver, but I don't know if he's great at stretching the field and catching those difficult passes across the middle.
Defense is fine, though. I agree with you.
Yeah, the defense is fine. I don't think the defense really –
a few more pieces before we can start even mentioning the Tampa Bay Bucks in any kind of playoff anything.
I say playoffs in the next two to three years. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs in the first year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be no more than 8-8, 9-7. With this division getting so strong now, it's hard. It's a hard division now because Carolina's gotten better. Saints are always good. Don't count Atlanta out. Definitely can't count Atlanta out. And our division is just much stronger than it normally used to be. So now it's like it's a dogfight.
I'll say this. Somehow it has happened that the NFC South, I'll put it this way, NFC South and the NFC West are now the two toughest divisions in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Because of the parity. At first I didn't like it because I like tradition. I like playing against Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, the old way. But it made sense for travel. Now fans can be able to, you know, hop on a flight that takes them no more than an hour, hour and a half to get to a game, or they can drive. So it makes it easier now with the way they realign the division, which I think was great for the fans. And it's going to make a
makes
better
sense.
Robbery.
Makes sense.
All right, so let's go back on the game tonight. Now you said you're going with Denver.
Yes.
What are, in your opinion, what are the keys to victory for Denver?
Peyton Manning have to stay upright. I don't know if anybody can touch him because he gets rid of the ball within 2 to 3 seconds. if it were me, I would play a three-man front. Or I would do what Belichick did 1 year, put two down linemen and play with nine people in the back and just frustrate him because he's not going to run. He's not going to run the ball out of the pocket. He's not a scrambler. He's basically getting that ball out of his hand real quick. But if you let him get in the rhythm and start picking you apart, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, Corey mentioned that earlier, that he get that ball out in 2 to 3 seconds. Mark, on the other hand, say they don't need the blitz. I think that's deadly for Seattle. I think Seattle threw it anyway, but I'm a Denver man. So, but I agree with you, Jit. If Peyton stands up all night, if he gets knocked down once or twice, I still think Denver will be victorious in the end.
I don't think they're going to be able to hit him. I don't think nobody's been able to touch him. So if I was a coach on the other side, I would say, hey, you know, if we can't get to him, nobody else has been able to get to him. Let's play a 2 to 3 down alignment front and just drop everybody back and let nine, you know, cover four, you know, and see what he can do.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's the only thing you can do with that. You know, you got to disguise. You can't blitz him. There's no blitzing. I mean, because he's just going to get rid of the ball. He's too smart. I think Russell Wilson's going to struggle.
That's the thing. He might be the smartest quarterback we ever seen.
So if I'm listening correctly, it sounds like Seattle is in a lose-lose situation. You can't blitz.
You can't blitz.
Can't get me done.
No. But they haven't – one thing that the Broncos haven't proven to me is they haven't given Marino the ball enough. So if I – like I said, if I was going to coach another team, beat me on the ground. You know, I'm not going to let Peyton beat me. I'll let someone else beat me. You know the old thing about Michael Jordan or LeBron or all these guys? You know, I'm not going to let LeBron or Michael Jordan beat me. Let somebody else like Chalmers or let – you know, let coach or somebody else beat me, but I'm not letting Peyton beat me.
Being that you took it there, this is my last question. I'm going to let somebody else take it. But being that you took it there, I know we all about football today, and I know you're a basketball man to the core. Give me the best player in the league right now, in the NBA right now. Who is the best player in the league?
We just had a fight about this. This might last an hour.
That's all right. Let's go with it.
On my personal opinion, Kevin Durant right now is the best basketball player in the NBA today. Today.
Well, there's no argument, man, because we all agree with you. At least three of us in here agree with you.
You guys ain't saying
it. They're killing me.
They were killing me. I'm a Heat fan. I've always been a Heat fan. You know, KD's awesome. Don't get me wrong. Awesome play. But, okay, what have you done for me lately? Do something for me.
Has you not been watching lately?
Well, at the end of the season, then if he go and they win the NBA championship, then you got yourself a man. I'll jump on the man wagon. Until then, LeBron is the man.
I can't say it right now. I can't say it right now.
Man, win a ring. You got to win a ring before you can understand talking about who the greatest is. Durant is putting up numbers, but I mean, just saying, the man ain't won a ring yet.
Yeah,
that's
but
he'll fall into the regular category. You know what I'm saying? One of the greatest shooters, but that's it.
But that's the problem.
This
is the problem that we're getting in.
Charles Barkley never won a championship. Charles Barkley, do you throw Charles Barkley as the great?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
You gotta say the same thing about Carmelo. Carmelo was a great.
Yeah,
everybody
was talking about championships. He got championships. KD ain't got nothing right now. Give me something.
We're talking right now, today, the best player, not the greatest, but the best player in the NBA today, right now. It has to be Kevin Durant. It has to be.
Today. Not talking about past.
Okay, I give him that February 2nd,
right
now.
He said June.
He might not be
the same. May not be the same.
Well, we'll revisit this conversation.
Well,
I know basketball, I watch basketball, I play basketball. KD is the best player in the league right now. But LeBron has earned the right to be the greatest player. Until that is taken in June, he is the greatest player.
Here's my problem with that. Here's my problem with that.
No, not ever. No, don't get me mixed up. The greatest player ever is MJ. Ain't no doubt in my mind. We won't go to that conversation.
We're not going to that conversation. Here's my conversation. Here's my problem with what you just said. With the physical makeup of LeBron.
Right.
And the ability that he has, the man can play anywhere from 1 to 5. There should be nobody in this conversation except
LeBron.
LeBron. The fact that we're saying KD is better than LeBron right now is a problem for LeBron.
You know why you have to
That's
say that, though?
That's a problem for you, man. That means that you have to...
It's not about rings, though, man. Well, what is it about?
That's
what they playing for.
We're talking about great. We're talking about great.
But you know,
okay, we're talking about great.
You know what? You have to say that, though.
On that MJ, Michael Jordan, right? He's greatest ever, right?
And what separated Michael Jordan
he was always
from good. LeBron right now?
It wasn't nobody
because
else
LeBron, said. LeBron can make us forget about Jordan.
Who?
Make LeBron. LeBron. He can make
I
us.
Am a LeBron fan. I'm a LeBron fan. LeBron can't make me forget about Michael Jordan. I would never forget about Michael Jordan. Okay. It blows my mind seeing... The younger generation today, you talk about Michael Jordan.
They don't know it. He played basketball?
You know why? A pair of shoes. You can't go to the store and get a Gatorade. You can't. What can you do with not thinking about? You can't put on underwear without thinking about Michael Jordan.
Why is that? Why is that?
He's the greatest. And he figured that. And he got how many rings he got that?
6.
Thank you.
Because he changed the game.
Yes.
He changed the game of basketball.
So we're saying that right now KD is changing the face of the game?
No, I'm talking about LeBron.
You said LeBron should be.
LeBron has the ability. LeBron has the ability to play a style of basketball that nobody we've seen before him has played.
Okay.
Now, you can talk about the Magics. You can talk about the Jordans. You can talk about everybody else and all the positions that LeBron can play. But he has the ability to play a game right now that is unheard of because he can play every position on the court. You can't name me one person that you could put in that category prior to this moment right here.
Well, to me, all you're doing is proving my point that the man is the greatest. How can you even compare KD to him?
You can play
him
to him.
You can't compare KD to him.
Yeah, but you would you let KD bring the ball up the court?
Every time, maybe not.
No, you're not, but you'll give it to LeBron.
That's
exactly.
So then what I'm hearing you saying, Corey, is LeBron's ability set is great enough to project him higher than Jordan.
Exactly. No.
He's just not tapped into it for himself.
He hasn't done that. He doesn't. I don't think he recognizes the potential and the ability of his greatness. How great he could be.
We got another call.
I feel like this. If he grabbed the dog, that dog that Jordan had, that we saw in Kobe, that we see in certain players, that dog, if he grabbed that, there is nobody on the face of this planet that could stop that man. Nobody. The only thing stopping LeBron right now is LeBron.
Let me ask you, what you have to say on that? To chime in on LeBron, his greatness.
Corey's right. You know, if LeBron ever gets that dog mentality in him, he sometimes takes nights off. I mean, because he tries to let everybody else get involved, and I think that hurts him to a certain extent. But again, he's just a freakish athlete. And I think the way the rules are today is totally different than it was back in the older days. I know we all are glorifying. Trust me, I'm a Michael Jordan fan, this and that and the other. But we have to dig deeper than that and go back into Bill Russell, go back into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You have to go back a little ways before we start talking about these guys being the greatest, because those two guys right there, what they did was amazing. And a lot of people don't understand. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't lose but one game in college, and he never lost a game in high school. He won 4 state championships in high school. He won 3 NCAA championships in college, and he won 5 NBA rings. Bill Russell won, 12, 13, and he coached 1 year? I mean, when you start talking about the greatest, you got to go back a little bit more. You know, we love Kevin Durant right now because of what he's doing now. We love LeBron with what he's doing right now. But you got to dig a whole lot deeper before you start putting those guys into the greatest ever.
Yeah, that's good insight. That's great insight.
You brought us back.
Yeah, because we're living in a time where what we see is relevant and not realizing it was a lot more before that time.
All he did for me is solidify my point. To me,
you just
said that about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's simply because I got the mentality that nobody can beat me.
Mm-hmm.
If LeBron grabbed that mentality that nobody can stop me, we will see that.
LeBron's downside is that it is crazy that we I would say this about a team sport. All right, basketball is a team sport, but LeBron tried to pull his team in with him too much as far as I'm concerned. Michael Jordan, what made Michael Jordan great was that he knew, okay, it's crunch time. I'm not going to get this ball to anybody else.
Mm.
This is my ball. I'm going to take charge. I'm going to hit this jumper. I'm going to drive the basket. I'm going to do this. Ain't nobody going to stop me.
Why? That's it right there. Ain't nobody going to stop me.
I know that nobody can stop him driving to the basket.
So why don't you do it? You look in the ditch.
Sometimes he can be too unselfish. That's crazy that we talk like that about a team sport. But that to me is LeBron's downfall sometimes.
I think that comes from him not wanting to take the weight. He has that in the back of his mind, well, what if it don't? Then everybody gonna look at me like I messed up. Well,
that comes with the territory.
How many times have you seen Michael Jordan and a wide open Chris Carr over there in the corner? He's like, oh, fast. But he didn't. That's what made LeBron different. LeBron gonna pass that ball to that open man and okay, I'm the greatest, but I'm gonna get the ball to you. You shoot. That's the difference between him and Michael Jordan.
And guys, we can't get caught up in
try to make everybody good.
You can't get caught up in how many rings a person has and how many rings a person doesn't have also. Because if you start doing that, then that doesn't make the player. You know, what makes the player is the player himself. Even if LeBron never won a championship, to me in my eyesight, he's still right there. You know, if he never – he was at Cleveland doing the same work he's doing in Miami and they never won, to me he still would be one of the greatest. I don't think rings are so weighted, because if you look at it this way, Robert Horry won seven NBA championships. Is Robert Horry better than LeBron James? No, but he has five more rings than he does. So you can't – Trent Dilfer has a ring. Dan Marino doesn't have a ring. Is Trent Dilfer better than Dan Marino? No. So you can't put rings in these equations. You just got to look at the individual as a whole. When you look at the individual as a whole, if Peyton Manning doesn't win a championship today, in my eyesight, he's still one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, ever. I mean, it shouldn't weigh on how many rings a person has.
So let me ask y'all a question then. With that being said, would you say that LeBron is more similar to Magic than he is to Jordan? Because Magic was the one that can play all different positions. Magic was the one that was more of a distributor. Magic didn't have that quote-unquote killer instinct. He was more of a let me facilitate, but when I need to turn it on, I'm going to turn it on. You know what I'm saying? He was the one that was saying, come on, get on my back, but I, you know what I'm saying, let me spread the wealth around. To me, LeBron fits the mold of Magic more than he does of Jordan.
Magic. I think Magic had better players around him. And I think that's what makes LeBron so much greater, because he working with chicken salad, you know.
Right.
You know, and Magic Johnson had caviar, you know. He had Michael Cooper running the lane. He had Worthy finishing. Yeah. He had Kareem never missed a sky hook ever. So I mean, he had guys that could put the ball in the hole. Some nights I don't know if Chalmers gonna show up. You don't know if Battier gonna show up. You don't know what Ray Allen gonna show up. Hell, you don't know if Wade gonna even play. That's my point.
That's what I'm saying. Like when we were talking about when the question was Durant versus Kobe. I mean Durant versus LeBron. You know what I'm saying? That's the point. You know what I'm saying? Look, when Russell Westbrook went down, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have no choice. There was nobody else on the team that was gonna put the ball in the hole like he was. He had no choice but to step it up and give him 30 a night every night.
Mm-hmm.
In order for them to continue winning, you know what I'm saying? He ain't passing the ball. He said, let me get this rock and let me do my thing.
He passed the ball.
And see, that's the thing. Oklahoma City ain't really got much to work with either. I mean, yeah, they're a good basketball team, but you got to figure. He lost Harden, which was 20 a night. He lost Westbrook. That's almost 20 a night. That's 40 points right there. Kendrick Perkins can't score. Ibaka, we don't know when he shows up every now and then. And, I mean, Derrick Fisher is 55 years old. I mean, both of these guys are doing it by themselves.
Yep.
Period. They're 1A and 1A. I mean, it's hard to say, but at today, to me, it's a hard. I'm 50-50 with it, but if I had to pick somebody, I'd have to pick KD at the moment. You know, that's
it's
all
me.
I'm saying.
If it was game on the line and I need one shot to win the game, give me KD. But if I'm
KD.
Talking about give me a series, give me LeBron, because LeBron can do more. LeBron can, you know what I'm saying, if I needed somebody to be like, all right, you know, we got the offense tonight, let me get somebody to get some lockdown D. Okay, we got the lockdown D tonight, you know what I'm saying, let me get somebody to give me some more boards. LeBron's going to give you a little bit of everything, whereas KD, what he got you? He got you some points. He reminded me of just a better version of Dirk.
He's
just a better Dirk to me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Dirk.
Yeah, Mark. Here's why I disagree with you and what you just said. I get what you're saying. LeBron can do more, but in the back of my mind, I'm always questioning, will he? If I got KD, that's not a question for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not questioning whether I'm gonna get all of KD. I'm not questioning whether he gonna take that shot. I'm not questioning whether he's going to take that foul. I'm not questioning whether he's going to do what he got to do for the win. LeBron, I'm going to question it because he has the tendency of passing the responsibility off to somebody else.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think he's trying, like I said before, I think he's trying to be more of a team facilitator than it is to be, you know what I'm saying, let me turn the lights off and shut this building down right quick.
That's not why I have you. I don't have you to be a facilitator. I'm the coach. I can do that. I have you to win. I have you to perform. I have you to do what I need you to do. And the moment you don't do that, you have no use to me. Not saying LeBron so is useless.
You don't think he's a performer.
That's not
he
what I'm saying.
I think if he had a dog mentality, he would have won one or two already in Cleveland.
If exactly. That's
a lot of times.
That is my point. He would have won one in Cleveland. If he had the dog mentality, he would have that ring in Cleveland.
Who made that shot last year in game six? That was supposed to be his shot. Every time it's going down to the wire, the ball is supposed
that's
to be in
the
hand because the referee is going to call a foul if LeBron goes to the hole any kind of way because he is the lead. If he goes to the hole, you got to put the onus on the referee to make that call. And he doesn't. At the end of the games, he'll divert it. He'll give it up. He won't finish. You know, there's a few shots he'll hit from 35, 40 feet when he was in the Cleveland days, and everybody gets all up, Roy. He won a game-winning shot. But when it counts, here's Ray Allen, here's Wade, here's Cole. He has to take that shot. And I think that's the difference between him and Jordan. But the guy that made the point before, I love that point about Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan. He's both. He's actually both. You know, he can jump, he can shoot, he can dribble. You know, he can defend. I mean, he's both of them. I don't think there's any comparison to say, okay, Michael and Michael all the time. He's more Magic than he is Michael.
All right, fellas, I hate to interrupt this, but we got another caller coming in. I want to give them a fair shot. Go ahead, caller. State your name, question, comment, concern.
My name is Ryan Boyd.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look, hey, we don't know who Ryan Boyd is. We need to know who you are. Who is this?
I'm Ryan Boyd, man.
To those that don't know, that's our
co-host, it's stupid, man.
Ryan Boyd.
It's stupid.
Go ahead,
it's
Ryan,
stupid.
Tell us what's up. As we call him Dubin.
I just had to call me. I'm really enjoying the show. I'm listening to it here at the house. I'm really enjoying it. And the thing about it is I can't really understand why y'all are trying to compare KD to LeBron. You compare apples to oranges. You comparing the champion to somebody who still want to win the title. I'm really lost. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and he's not a facilitator. You didn't bring him on to be a facilitator, and KD going to take the shot when it's time. But LeBron showed everybody the past 2 years when the game's on the line, he come into play. He's coming to play. He carried the Heat 2 years in a row. He had Dwayne Wade was limping. Right now, Dwayne Wade play every other night.
Maybe every week, once a week.
I'm saying, like I don't know what else LeBron James has to do to prove that he's the best player on the planet. I don't know.
Because obviously winning championships.
KD had a streak going of 30-point games. That was real good. But he win. LeBron James win, man. He win. He win.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and I may be guilty. I think LeBron was put in a place before he even played a game. The expectations that were set for LeBron before he even played his first NBA game were so high that anything other than perfection is a disappointment to some people. And I might be one of them. I could be one of them. But I just feel that, again, if this man had that thing that Jordans and the Magics and Kareems and those people that you just know feel like they can't be stopped. I don't see that in LeBron. I don't see that he has that mentality. I don't see
that. How many more championships, how many years does this man have to carry his team to be able to prove to the world that he is the best? How many years?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you. I think it's a bias
people have against LeBron. He and some people, I'll never be able to do enough.
That's my point right there.
He would never
LeBron does, I don't think he's going to ever be able to do enough to shut the critics.
And honestly,
I don't think so. Whether it's the expectations that were placed on him before he even got in the league or whatever you want to say. I don't think LeBron James will ever be able to do enough for people to say, we'll give it to him now. He's earned that. That one of the best.
I'm picking the team, if I'm picking the team right now, I'm picking LeBron James. You can pick whoever you want. You can pick whoever you want.
The crazy part about this conversation
is I'm picking LeBron James.
I believe. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to ride with LeBron.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just want to see more because I feel like the more is there. Maybe I'm wrong. But I still
realize
like
the man can play all five positions.
Yeah,
he can play all five.
Yeah, that's a good point. A great point.
I understand Corey's point. What you got to understand is what we're talking about is just today. I'm not going to put Durant in the top 25 greatest NBA basketball players right now. LeBron, is in the top five. Is one of the greatest. Top five basketball players that ever played a game. But
I gotta agree with you.
On February 2nd?
Second.
Is what I see at the moment. I'm not talking about his past or the present. I'm talking about today. We're not talking about next week, just today. You know, but like I said, you're right. I would put LeBron be the first player I would pick on my team. And he's like I said, he's in the top five right now as one of the greatest players that ever played a game. Durant might be 20 or 25, but today Durant is the best player in the league, right now.
Yeah, tonight, right? Yeah, today. Tell me when April, May, June hits. Yeah. I want to revisit this in April, May, and June. When everything on the line. I want to talk to you then.
We can't do that.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Couple years ago, might be more than I want to recollect, but they did the top 50 players in the league, you know, in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever just said that Durant would not be in that 25 or whatever, you mean to tell me that you don't think that you can replace anybody in that top 50 listing with Durant?
I wouldn't take
it. Oh, my God.
No, I wouldn't say that again. I don't understand.
That top 50 list they remember a couple of years ago they had that the top 50 players in NBA history. You mean to tell me that Durant would not be able to substitute any one of those? Whether you say somebody like Dominique Wilkins, or whether you say Spud, or whether you say Rick Barry? You know, you don't mean to tell me that you would not sub any one of the top 50 for Durant?
Tell you something, young blood. You your own court.
Not yet.
You just answered your own question. Hey. Katie is a substitute. That's what you just said.
No. Why substitute him for somebody? I mean, like, take one of them top 50 out and say, Durant got your spot. That's what I'm saying.
Durant is a substitute.
Man, he's not a substitute. He's better than some of the top 50s.
Oh,
longevity. Longevity, though. I mean, it's not just like Doobie said earlier. He's got a stretch right now that he's scoring 30 a night for the past, you know, 3 weeks or whatever. But those guys in that top 50, that's longevity. Stockton, Malone, their names transcend the sport. Scottie Pippen, you know, Bob Lanier. You name those guys like that, those names will go on forever. You can't drop them out. They can't be replaced.
Okay, let me ask you. I got to run, but I'm going to ask you this. Would you take KD over Larry Bird?
No.
No. No way. No way.
No way.
Okay. Well, I got to run. I enjoyed myself, and I will see you gentlemen a little later.
All right. We appreciate you calling in, dude. Next time we know you'll be at the table. So
wait. Before you go, man, we ain't get your Super Bowl pick. Who you riding with?
Seattle.
My boy.
You riding with Seattle.
I'm
around
with
you.
Yeah,
this house. It's going to be
I already know what house I'm coming to. I already know.
There it is.
So I'm gonna be very quiet.
Hey, look, I ain't even gonna be there, but I'm gonna be calling and checking in, make sure you get the pulse of the room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to call and get the pulse of the room.
Yeah, man, y'all be good, man.
Your homeboy gonna love you regardless, dude. But don't worry about it.
I know it. Y'all be good.
All right.
All right, gentlemen. I think we've gotten a lot of opinions on the show today. We kind of deviated from the topic, which was Super Bowl, but it's okay. We're talking sports, and I enjoyed the conversation. I think we pretty much said that the majority of us are riding with Denver today in the Super Bowl. We're gonna have fun. We hope you enjoy it. What closing comments?
Anything you got, Mo?
I'm just looking forward, you know, speaking on the Super Bowl, I'm looking forward to a good game. I think it's going to be a good game either way, either whichever team wins. I think we're in for, you know, some potential greatness. No, possible to sit here and watch history happen. No Peyton Manning. Or we see a great defense come to another Super Bowl and win it for their team. So, in closing, you know, I just want to say I enjoyed it. Sorry I missed the first portion of the show. But family, man. Family.
Nothing wrong with that.
But, yeah, I'm going with Denver. But I think it's going to be a good game.
Willis, hey, closing comments?
I'm looking for Bubba Head to do like I wanted to do. Come out with the victory. That's about it. Orange crush.
With that being said, lock your doors, but open your hearts to the Lord. It's hard, but it's fair. What up, JWJ? Dead out.
There's a fine line, baby, I'm on it.
There's a fine line between love and hate. See, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. And baby, I want it.
shake that low low, 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 shake that low low.
Focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I voice their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dread it. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected, dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted without infanticide. It's like that red sprite you can't imagine unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities, clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth, whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers. You a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen, and your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story, as you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, 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 libertad.